Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of December 20th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. Alright, new release schedule in the new year. It's been so busy. And everyone's getting ready for the holidays, and it's been busy, so it slipped again. I swear that I have a proper setup for how I want to record these to release on Fridays. So again, 2022 New Year's resolution, you know, get this thing into a proper schedule so that it works to my liking and yours as well. So all right, well, let's look at what's happening on the Gamers Inn. So originally this was going to be the last TGI Patreon Mini before the new year, for reasons that will become apparent eventually, which is that I do not have an update for Tales of Arise this week. So maybe I'll do like a special just an update corner as I play through the holidays to kind of separate like us coming back from the holidays. And I keep making promises when it comes to this Patreon Mini, so maybe I should stop that. I'm just joking. You know what? Here's the thing. No Tales of Arise update corner this week. I may not have like a proper TGI Patreon Mini to post over the holidays, but I will try to find some time because I'm taking the week off of podcasting. I'll try to find some time to sit down and record a quick update corner because I do want to get back to Tales of Arise. And honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I might want to give a preview of the Christmas games I got and maybe the Boxing Day sales I bought games on. We'll see. So maybe that'll be what we do over the holidays is between Christmas and New Year's, I'll do a special TGI Patreon mini check-in where it's focused on Tales of Arise and an update on what games came across my desk over the holidays. So not necessarily playing, but out of the shrink wrap at the very least. So there we go. That's sorted out. But this week for Gamers Inn, I'm going to say this. We are doing our game of the year as we rocket towards TGI 500. And again, we're looking at TGI 500 probably being mid-January. So we'll get to that. But we will be celebrating 500 episodes in the new year. This episode coming up this week, our Game of the Year, will mark our last episode of 2021. We are indeed taking a week off between Christmas and New Year's. But we will be back in the new year. That's not the last TGI by any stretch. So Game of the Year this year, like previous years, it'll be top five experiences that both Joss and I had in 2021. This could include games we returned to. This could include games that didn't come out this year, may have come out last year, things we missed from last year and dove back into this year. And it's going to be a different list from what you've seen across the industry. Like, I think our rules are basically, what did Ryan and Jocelyn enjoy in 2021? That was a video game. Those are our rules. So we're going to do that. Top five experiences. And if there's time, there may not be, because Joss and I love to talk about video games. If there's time, we'll have a honorable mention / missed games. And if we don't get to that, I might share those on the mini when we come back in the new year. But like off the top of my head, I'd say like games I missed that came out this year, like Deathloop. Even though I have Guardians of the Galaxy, I haven't played enough of it, so it unfortunately is not going to be on the list for Game of the Year, but honestly, I really wish I had a chance to finish it. But yeah, like I'm going through my list and I'll cross-check with what games did come out this year and try to come up with a good what I missed list, so we'll get back to that. There'll be no news on the show unless something critical breaks, but it's the holidays, so it's getting to the holidays, so it shouldn't be much. But it is a Game of the Year focused episode. And this is a reminder that our campaign closes for Extra Life on December 31st. Still plenty of time to donate. We did our holiday stream last Friday. Went very well. We helped Josh hit his goal. You know, this year we're almost to $7,000 US raised, which is a new record for us. If you want to donate, you can go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2021. And like I said, donations are open till the 31st. There are still some incentives that you can, you know, donate to. Specifically for me, I upped my personal goal. And if you want to donate, there's a couple of cool incentives that I'm running this year. So one, if you're a zombie fan, if you donate $15, you can suggest a zombie film for us to discuss on Zombies Ate My Podcast. And you can stack that. So you can go up to $50 and pick a few movies if you've got some real winners you want us to watch. And then for Summoner's Call, we're doing our game club promotion again, where if you donate $10, you can vote for your favorite Fire Emblem game that you'd like us to play for game club. And right now we're running a $200 goal, which we are, I think as of this recording, we're up to $115 of $200 towards playing Tokyo Mirage Sessions FE Sharp for game club on Summoner's Call in 2022. So we're not too far off from that. So a couple of little incentives there, depending on what you want to do. And I mean, if you have no interest in zombies or Tokyo Mirage Sessions, you can donate and put your money towards those goals if you really want to. It's totally up to you. You just include a little comment in your donation message. So bit.ly/TGIExtraLife2021. Over to Summoner's Call. Like I said, no update corner. Sorry, but I'll be back in before the new year and I'll do something. Summoner's Call. We have Christmas-themed special heroes running right now, and another our special discussion for Fire Emblem Warriors that we were going to do this week unfortunately had to be pushed. This is due to the fact that just some scheduling issues, and Eddie and I didn't get as much time in Fire Emblem Warriors that we wanted, so we're going to take a pause on that, come back in the new year. But again, this marks our final episode of 2021 for Summoner's Call as well, but we will return in the new year, so we're going to talk about Christmas heroes this week, and when we get back from the new year, we'll have, I think, a legendary or mythic hero, as well as the new year's heroes as well. Those should arrive before the new year, so look forward to that. Looking at upcoming games, I thought I would highlight some games coming out in January. You know, it's not as busy as February. Wait, we'll need a whole new podcast to go over what games are coming out in February, but for January, you've got Weird West coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 11th. Monster Hunter Rise is coming to PC on the 12th. That's a port of the Switch game. God of War PC coming on the 14th. That's the port of the PS4 game. Rainbow Six Extractions coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC and Stadia on the 20th. Pokemon Legends Arceus coming to the Switch on the 28th. It's crazy that that game is still coming out in January. I feel like we haven't seen enough of it to know whether it's going to be... It had all those performance issues in the trailers that we noticed, and I'm just like, ugh. So I'm waiting for reviews on that one, but if it's a new take on Pokemon and it's, you know, people really like it, I might have to pick that one up. And another PC port, as well as a PS5 upgrade, you're getting Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection coming on the 28th. And that one, if you own any of the Uncharted games on the PS4, I think it was Uncharted 4, Lost Legacy, and there might have been another one. I don't think it's the Nathan Drake collection. I think any game that is part of the collection, you can upgrade for $10 and get the whole thing on PlayStation 5. So that's a pretty good deal. Check the details for that. I might have that wrong. Sounds almost too good to be true when it comes to PlayStation. Because that Ghost of Tsushima upgrade was like $40. I haven't gone to it yet, so it's a high price. That's going to do it for this TGI Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week. Have a great holidays. We will certainly be back with some Tales of Arise before the new year. I promise. I'll try to fit something in. It might be on a weird schedule and I'll post it right away for everybody. No early access on that one. And we will be back proper in the new year. Look forward to that. Have a safe holiday and hope to hear from you over the holidays in Discord. We'll have some great chats. Share what you got, you know, as a gift or anything, and like what games you're playing on your holidays. I really love to see that. So yeah, be sure to do that in Discord. Have a great couple weeks. We'll see you in the new year. Goodbye, everybody.